This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 13th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Footage of calf abuse on dairy. Animal rights activists goes back to court. Bigger bird flu risk and Trump in China. Animal abuse allegations at a Central Valley calf ranch are raising scrutiny of one of California's prominent dairy suppliers after drone footage showed workers kicking, punching, and roughly handling young calves. The Los Angeles Times reported yesterday that the footage collected in February by the animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere showed workers at Agresta Calf Ranch in Cerise near Modesto abusing calves, including one worker pulling a calf by the nose with pliers. The footage also showed workers apparently removing budding horns with a hot iron, a procedure animal welfare experts say should involve pain control. Agresta Calf Ranch is operated by Double D Dairy, which owns more than 10,000 cows across several operations. Dominic Casale, owner of Double D, told the Times animal welfare is incredibly important to the company and said it has zero tolerance policy for mistreatment. The ranch is certified by the American Humane Society, which said one employee shown in the footage was terminated. Clover Sonoma, which buys 10 to 15% of its milk from Double D, said it temporarily suspended business with the dairy, completed an audit, and has since reinstated the milk, concluding the mistreatment was isolated. A California appellate court has partially reversed the conviction of lawyer and animal rights activist Wayne Shuying. This legal team now has another chance to argue he believed he had the legal right to enter private poultry farms to document conditions and remove animals. The First District Court of Appeal found the Sonoma County Trial Court wrongly barring Shuying from presenting a mistake of law defense on some trespass-related charges. The ruling reverses convictions for conspiracy to commit trespass and trespass with intent to interfere with a lawful business, sending those counts back for further proceedings. But the court rejected Shuig's broader right to rescue argument, upholding the trial's court refusal to allow a necessity defense. Shuying, a co-founder and director of Action Everywhere, was convicted after incidents at Sunrise Farms in 2018 and Reichardt Duck Farm in 2019. Sonoma County prosecutor said the ruling does not authorize trespassing on farms. A new surveillance study of California dairy farms suggests H5N1 transmission risk extend beyond direct contact with contaminated milk, pointing to air, wastewater, and infection in cows without obvious symptoms as possible routes for spread. The study published in PLOS Biology examined air, farm, wastewater, and milk samples from 14 H5N1 positive dairies in two California regions. Researchers detected infectious virus in milking parlor air and wastewater streams, while viral RNA was found in the exhaled breath of cows. The authors said high viral loads in milk and contaminated milking equipment remain key concerns, especially in parlors where workers and animals have close contact. But aerosolized particles from milking activities and contaminated reclaimed farm water could also contribute to spread. The findings add to evidence that H5N1 may move through dairy environments more quietly and through more pathways than visible illness alone would suggest. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse? As rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry, the answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. President Donald Trump to arrive in Beijing today for a state visit in which the president is likely to address a laundry list of economic and foreign policy issues and bilateral meetings with his Chinese counterpart. While there, the president will participate in a state banquet and hold two bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The administration has said that it is aiming to secure commitments from Beijing for commodities other than soybeans. The two leaders hashed out an agreement on soybean purchase commitments that runs through 2028 at their last meeting in October. Bloomberg reported this week that the two sides could come to an agreement on corn as well as sorghum and dried distillers grains. StoneX Arlen Suderman said a deal on corn could present a win for both sides, but added he expects outcomes on a basket of commodities. The administration's decision to invite Cargill executive Brian Sykes on the trip suggests that there is some ag in there somewhere, Suderman said. China's corn and wheat stocks are at multi-year lows, Suderman said in his market outlook yesterday. Could that be an indication that perhaps corn and wheat might be a part of the deal, he asked. He doubted that soybeans would receive much attention in the talks, however, particularly when Chinese soybean stocks are high and crush is falling. The Agriculture Department is barring 10 lenders from participating in four rural development loan guarantee programs, Secretary Brooke Rollins said yesterday. The agency is restricting 10 banks and credit unions from the 1RD guaranteed loan umbrella, which includes the rural development business and industry, community facilities, water and waste disposal, and Rural Energy for America programs. According to a press release, they collectively have around $620 million in delinquent loans. The organizations include the Bank of Montgomery, Byline Bank, Celtic Bank, Community Bank and Trust of West Georgia, Genesis Credit Union, Greater Nevada Credit Union, North Avenue Capital, Optus Bank, U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, and ReadyCap Commercial. Shares of Bayer were up about 3.3% after the company posted quarterly earnings above Wall Street expectations yesterday. The crop science division saw sales increase about 6.8%, the company reported, driven by an agreement with Corteva that resolved the licensing rights dispute and price recovery following the return of the dicamba label in the United States, the company said in a news release. Herbicide sales were down 10.2%. Glyphosate-based products declining 15.1%. Sales of fungicides decreased 10.7%. Here's today's final word. The food industry is pulling out all the stops to kill this common sense bill. That's Thomas Galligan, a researcher at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, in an op-ed advocating for AB 2034, requiring manufacturers to submit safety information on certain additives. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 13th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.